And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Black Friday sales have started early, okay? Yeah, so yeah. For those that haven't really got all their Christmas shopping done, but also presents for yourself. I mean, I went on a bit of a tear
Buy yourself presents just before Christmas.
Yeah, I know. I normally yell at you because before your 40th birthday, you're like, so I've bought all these basketball singlets and I wanted to punch you in the throat. Because I'd gone to extreme lengths to get you one that didn't really work out anyway. But that's okay.
It's one of my favourites.
No, it's not good quality. Don't buy from the NBA store Australia because I don't know what it is. But it's not legit.
Yeah, Lingy had a bad experience as well. I can't explain any of that gear.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I love what you got me, just so you know. And I think you think it's not good quality because it's a retro one.
Yeah.
It's old school.
Yeah, I know. But that's all right. Anyways, for Christmas, do you do this too? Because I don't know if you and Carly have rules around what you do for each other for Christmas.
Changes every year.
Okay, same. Same with Jimmy and I, right? This year we're like... Like $50 limit. Like, let's not even. Do you know what I mean? Like, just to have something to open. What? What do you love? What?
Because I know what you're getting each other. I think it's wonderful. It's like the definition of phoning it in. Here's what we're going to do. We are going to get something because we feel like we should.
Yeah.
But it's going to be the easiest thing in the world.
Do you actually know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I say it?
Yeah, you can say it. I won't yell at you.
There's a glow-in-the-dark shoes for your dad. You're getting each other thongs. A pair of thongs each.
Yeah.
And that's the foot-related thongs.
Yeah.
Matching thongs, the other sort, would be cute but also disgusting.
Not disgusting.
Yeah.
No. He's got a beautiful peach ass.
Oh, you'd both put them on and they'd disappear.
Aww.
With the hair, I mean.
Oh, the hair. Okay, well, that makes it better. I thought you were talking about the hemorrhoids, but anyway, that's fine.
The thongs, back to the thongs.
I wear them back to front sometimes for a treat.
Oh. That's why your voice is a little more high-pitched some days.
Yeah.
So you're just going to get another pair of thongs to then leave at the beach, at the entrance to the beach, and someone will steal them.
I learnt my lesson. Two pairs of thongs stolen. Okay. But I've been dropping hints just in case he wants to, you know.
Oh, I'll get you something extra.
Yeah, because it's kind of like, oh, it's a $50 limit, right? And this is what I've been dropping. And it might be something weird, but I think it's one of the things you don't buy yourself. It's a little bit niche. Every day when I go to put my shoes on, I'm like, oh, God, I'd love a shoehorn. I am begging for a shoehorn. And I'm not talking the real low one. Like, there's one that you can get that's like long, so you don't even have to bend over.
It's like a paddle. It's
that is all I want for Christmas. I want a shoehorn.
Undo your laces. Do up your laces.
No, you don't understand.
Why?
Even if I undo my laces, the type of sneakers I wear, it's like I've got to really undo them. Converse especially. Like, I've got to really undo all of it. And even then, I've still got to put my fingers in the back. I squash my fingers. I'm over it.
Is it a vegan Doc Martens thing?
Oh, there's those two. But that's why it's like I desperately want a shoehorn. And I thought, for those that are hard to buy for, maybe that's a great idea.
Little gift idea.
Little gift idea from me.
Maybe we should just go buy a bunch of shoehorns and give them away for Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Have a horny Christmas.
Oh, my. Write it down. Right. And don't put it in the bin like you normally do. I really like that.
You know, he's gonna take
horn
what
up this Christmas. No. What else have you got?
Get your hands on our horn this Christmas. No.
Yes.
So he's going to take that as a sort of a thinly veiled euphemism, and you're going to get something that you did not expect, but probably you won't be disappointed with.
No, I won't.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
When you talk about your little afternoon naps, that you've incorrectly categorised those as naps.
I would not have any more judgment.
When you're
on
punching
my
out 12:30 to 4,
if you want
that's
me,
asleep.
If you want me to be the effervescent, lovable Loggy that you know and love, I need to have that on the daily.
When does she show up?
She's been here the whole time.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
K K-Rock 955, it's Tom Lingy and Loggy, one of Australia's favourite actors. Name something, he's been in it and he smashed it.
Lord of the Rings!
Recently, Elvis.
Elvis!
Oh, I didn't actually expect you guys to do it.
Oh, no, like it's on the top of my head.
Yeah,
mate.
Nah. All right.
300!
Yes. I, of course, was going to say Sea Change as well because that's one of my favourite shows ever.
Oh, we'll get to Sea Change, Lingy. We'll get there.
He's on the stage at the moment.
He is doing a Christmas carol. It is David Wenham. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you all.
Oh, great to have you on the show, mate. You're smashing it at the moment. We had Millsy, Rob Mills, in the studio and Bobby Fox as well, two other theatre mainstays in Australia. And, Loggy, what did Millsy say about A Christmas Carol starring David Wenham?
Dave, he wouldn't shut up about you. I had to. He was going on about it, how amazing it was, how you are absolutely spectacular in it. And we're like, no, we get it, Millsy. Like, yeah. You know. And he's like, no, you guys have no idea. You need to go and see him. He is phenomenal.
He called it a masterclass, and he said it starts with David at the top of the tree, but it filters down to the whole cast, and they all lift up to his level. So there you go.
Have you got his number? I've got to employ him as my publicist.
Yeah.
Well, he's doing his own publicity at the moment, so he can probably do yours as well.
Yeah, right. Oh, he's doing the work of two of us. Fantastic.
What's it like? It's such a famous story, David, the A Christmas Carol. Ebenezer Scrooge, such a famous character. What's it like actually playing it and bringing it to Melbourne?
Look, I've got to say, I'm loving it. I haven't been on the stage in 10 years. I've been asked quite often, actually, to return. But until this show came around, I said no. But this one ticks all the boxes for me. As you said, it's a classic story. But it's this particular production of it. It was mounted in London 6 years ago by the Old Vic Theatre Company, and it was an instant hit. Then it went to Broadway and won a bunch of awards. It's just so clever, inventive, magical, and it works on a whole heap of different levels. And to play Scrooge, it's a gift, you know, to play this guy at the beginning of the piece as a cranky old bastard, and you just think there's no redeeming quality in this man at all. And by the end of the show, you're sort of just he's just sort of jumping for joy. It's an amazing journey.
So, you know, you're such an accomplished actor, and obviously some method acting might be in this role. Did you go around just telling everyone to get stuffed to really get in the role and get out of here, humbug, all that type of stuff?
It's just typecasting, really. I'm like that most of the time. It's the other half of it when he, you know, becomes a really lovely, benevolent man. That's the bit that really takes a bit of acting.
That was a stretch. That was a stretch for you. The Sea Change reboot, I mean, I'll just live for a little bit of colour here. We've got the theme music.
Do
you find, as a man who is so accomplished on the big and small screen and on stage as well, Do you find this theme song triggering? And does it do you get sick of people asking you about Dive and Dan?
No. It was fantastic. I loved it. It was a good part of my life. So no, not really.
Okay.
Yeah, you just so you know, they hang.
Here we go.
They hang it on me all the time because I just love Sea Change, the original. I haven't done the reboot, but
neither did I.
Sore spot there. Yeah,
they get stuck into me
not
about
at all.
It was magnificent. I thought you were superb in the first two seasons. Well.
Oh, done. Thank you.
There is a rumor that Lingy has played that role to his wife privately before.
Why did you have to take it somewhere weird?
What did he say? I missed the last bit. What was he doing?
He's played Diver Dan in the
in a role play style.
In a role play with his beautiful wife.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
David, ignore these.
Okay,
two,
I won't
please.
Continue that conversation because it could end up very tricky.
Diver Dan, indeed.
We had again. I know I keep saying it, but you've been in so much over the years. We had another beautiful man who's an amazing Australian actor who's done a similar kind of variety of work in the studio a while back. Cameron Ling's best mate, Guy Pearce. Now, I asked him, are there any jobs that he kind of regrets doing or any sort of, oh, geez, I probably shouldn't have done that project? Do you have any of those?
Not regret. I have a couple that, obviously, there's always going to be ones that you love more than others. There's two that I just, where I didn't enjoy whatsoever. Do I regret doing them? Not really. They're just part of you, you know. They make up the tapestry of your life, really.
Mm.
And you're going
to
say, what were those two? What were those two now?
Was it Blue Heelers in the two separate episodes that Lingy was like, wow, they liked him so much they got him back as a different character? I mean, that's amazing.
Well, that's right. I think I went back three times, actually. My favourite one with Blue Heelers was the first time around I played Lisa McCune's brother, and then they asked me if I could come back 2 years later, and I was busy doing something else, so they got another actor, Terry Serio, who's about... you know, quite a considerably shorter than I am. He's bigger than I am, and he's got dark hair. No one picked it. No one picked it.
But about those two jobs, what were they?
Well, one of them you will never have heard of, and that's with good reason. It's a film years and years and years ago. I did a film called Russian Doll. I could entertain you for hours with anecdotes and stories, but I won't.
Okay. All right.
And you're going to go looking for clips of that now. Hopefully
yes,
you won't
we
be able
are.
To find them.
I'm quickly Googling right now, David.
Maybe something else you can dress up as,
stop it.
Take inspiration from.
David, so being Scrooge on stage, how do they roll in the big pit of coins that Scrooge dives into?
Different Scrooge.
Oh, well, you're going to have to come. You're going to have to come along and see that. I can't give away all the tricks of the trade.
Yeah,
come on, they're the magic bits.
And I guess the thing is, Dave, as well, this is going right up until Christmas Eve. So, you know, did you ask for a really good writer for that? To get the Christmas Eve, drinks and all that sort of stuff? Yeah, the nog. You got a bit of nog on there?
We're performing Christmas. Well, I don't know. Let's see what happens. Hopefully, you know, we get some pudding or something on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Yeah, don't know yet. I'm sure they'll look after us.
All right, mate. Look, we are loving it. All the reviews, as you heard, particularly from Rob Millsy Mills of A Christmas Carol, are that it is amazing. It is at the Comedy Theatre on Exhibition Street there in Melbourne. ChristmasCarolAustralia.com.au is where you go and get your tickets. If you think you know the story of A Christmas Carol, don't assume.
Yeah.
This is the one to see.
Yeah, it's pretty surprising. It's the reaction from the audiences are incredible at the moment.
All right, David Wenham, thanks so much for your time.
Absolute pleasure, guys. Cheers. Have a good day.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Tom, yes. The question you were asking, it's a strange one, it's fair to say, but we were at the Geelong's best tradie at Multi Skills the other day, and you noticed that somebody was wearing pants, a tradie pants, those, you know, where you can put your little pencil down the side and your ruler.
We know what
and
pants are,
all that sort of stuff. They're good tradie pants. It was quite warm.
We're cargo aware shorts. Of the concept of pants.
Cargo pockets.
Cargo pockets, thank you very much. But
there's bits of material that wrap around your legs and also your butt.
You then noticed once it got a little warm that all of a sudden they're in shorts. Mm. And they didn't go and get changed. No. They zipped the bottom half of the pant off to create shorts.
Can I just flag? I'm assuming that's what happened. I didn't watch them unzip. So there is a slight chance that they went to, I don't know, King G or whatever and bought a matching pant short set.
Yes. Possibly.
Which, you know.
So this is all for nothing.
You might have made this whole thing up. You want to know... do they work? Are they good? Are they comfortable? Are they going to itch? How's it all work? And also potentially, is there a casual range that's not just specific to tradies?
Yeah.
Because you're interested, Tommy.
Are there other pants that are easy to remove or to modify and make you cool or get that circulation going?
Because clearly you are unable to make a decision early on in the day about the attire you're going to wear for the rest of the day, and you will potentially second guess yourself.
It's Victoria, mate. Four seasons in one day.
Okay, sorry, Aaron from St Albans Park, you've got to get involved with this conversation, but thank you for doing so. Do you know about these special type of pants?
I have definitely seen them, but I think being an adult, you should just make the decision to just wear shorts every day. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Right, be an adult and just wear shorts. Don't wear pants at all. Just commit and wear shorts all year round.
That's it.
I can tell you that type of guy, Aaron.
Well, I'm pretty sure Lingy's endured some cold days in shorts and a short sleeve top, so he'll tell you the same thing. So
yeah, it's not that hard, is it, Aaron? Just make a decision early on in the day, Tom, and back it in.
That's it.
Please don't back it up, though. That's
it. Yeah, no, it sounds like Aaron's making a decision early in the year and backing it in, not early in the... All right, Aaron, I'll be an adult and wear shorts, will I? What about tenure in Lovely Banks? What are your thoughts, mate? Can I... Or have you ever tried the zip-off pant short combo?
I haven't myself, but we were looking at them for my son when he was needing some new work pants.
Mm-hmm.
They are bloody amazing. Oh. Amazing. Like you said, just like zip them off and you got shorts. So you don't have to think about, oh, it's cold in the morning, but it's going to be hot in the afternoon.
Brilliant. Is there a specific pocket that you can then put your lower leg parts so that you can keep it all together?
I was actually going to comment about that, Tom, because knowing you, you're going to be... Oh,
Mum. Ah, come on, Tanya. I was going to give you a prize and everything. We're done.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
It's time for Lyrical Headlines. Headlines, headlines that are lyrical. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Sorry, I had to head off something else whilst the mics were off.
Telling everyone to behave in the classroom.
Oh, mate.
How are you, Beck?
I'm well for Thursday.
I'm well.
Beck, do you notice that Loggy gives me like really positive pep talks just before we go on air?
It's good.
Yeah. It's like this.
You can do it, Cameron Lee. Maybe. So maybe supportive. You can do it. Maybe.
Well, that's just sort of, you know. Hedging your bets there, isn't it? You can do it. Maybe not. You know.
That's how Tom gives weather too.
Yeah, you can do it.
It might rain, might not.
Might not. Yeah. You're fine, as is the weather. Beck, what is the theme for this week?
Well, we have the state election coming up on Saturday, so we're looking at songs that are political or artists that have been known to be political.
Oh, my goodness.
Great theme.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be democracy snag themed.
Oh, my finger. Songs about sausages?
Songs about sausages. I mean, let's talk about that off air. We are going to play. What you're going to do is you're going to read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day job as if they're news bulletins, or we need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. Now, if we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Lee.
Loggy.
Yay! Oh,
smooth. This is going to be a good round.
Nice.
Famous last words. Here we go. Question number one.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I heard it on the radio and I saw it on the television.
Okay, yeah, go.
Treaty Yothu Yindi.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. What a tune.
That's nice, mate. You got to pause and gather your thoughts without Log going, 5, 4, 3.
Viciously attacking us.
Yes, it's always me.
Yes,
it is.
Well, I actually listened back to previous lyrical headlines for stats because I thought maybe it is, and I'm like, no.
You've lost your microphone. Sorry. Here we go. Question number two.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. As best we can tell, the pub is shut. That's not appropriate. I can't be any clearer than that. That's what's most important, the pub. That's what's most important, beers. We had a case last week. As best we can tell, the dinner party started with one case. By the end of the dinner party, almost everybody at the dinner party had a case of beers, beers, beers. If people simply take this seriously, rapidly get on the beers, that's your civic duty.
You know, I thought that might have been it, but then I was like, I didn't think there was any other lyrics except beers.
Yeah.
Beers, get on the beers.
Mashed and Kutcher, get on the beers.
Yes.
Beers, 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 get on the beers, beers.
Remember the joy that this brought us for a time?
Yeah. I can't believe there's actually lyrics to it.
It's pretty much Daniel Andrews' speech from one of his press conferences.
Okay. Yes, great
tune,
Beck.
All right, 1 point apiece to you two. Here we go. This will be for a tiebreaker or for a win.
Come on, Tom. Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Forgive sounds good. Forget, I'm not sure
Tom?
I could.
Oh.
It's the Dixie Chicks. Not ready to make nice?
Yes.
Oh. That's not embarrassing at all. Is this one of the songs that you chuck on late night on a Friday?
No, this is. I listen to this every day driving home from work. So I purge both of you.
Hang on.
All right.
Are they called now?
The Chicks.
The Chicks.
But when they release this, they will.
Yeah, formerly known as.
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
Geez, I didn't think I was going to get a... Okay, so tiebreaker. Here we go. Time. Everybody's got a point. This is for the win. Question number four.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I can't believe the news today. Oh, I can't close my eyes and make it go away. How long must we sing this song? How long? Because tonight...
Tom.
I know the band.
Yeah, it's you two. Yeah. Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Yes.
Oh, well done, Tommy. Hello, Stephen Bradbury here.
Yeah. Jagged it right at the great song choices. Good
thing.
Thank
you. And you too, not only a political song, but very politically active.
Yeah, that's right. And a genuine four-footer too is Bono, so that's great. Lyrical Headlines returns next week.
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.